The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud, tells us in the Gemara that some of the rabbis, for example, Rava, when he used to pray, it says, Fachar Yadeh Umatzleh. He used to fold his hands and pray to Borei Olam, the Gemara says, like a servant that is beseeching his master. It seems the rabbi would put his hands over one another and fold them together over his heart, just like somebody would be beseeching somebody that is greater than them in an act of humility. Actually, Maran in Halakha, in Siman Saddihe Halakha, Gimal writes, Maniach Yado Alibo Kifutin. One should place his hands over his heart, tied up. Haymanit ala semalit. The right hand over the left hand. Ve'omed ke'ebed lefne rabbo. And he should stand in front of God like a servant in front of his master. Be'ema, bi'ir'ah, u'pfahad. Ve'lo yaniyach yadav al halasav. A person should not pray with his hands on his waist, because that would be considered, as Shulchan Aruch says, b'pteshu derech yuhara. That's ga'ava. Person is not waiting for a bus or standing in line at a bank. You're standing in front of Borei Olam. So to stay with your hands on your waist would be arrogance. Now, of course, this would only be talking if somebody is not using a sidur. But of course, if a person is using a sidur, then already he's allowed to hold the sidur and just keep his eyes in the sidur. But sometimes a person prays by heart. In that case, the halakha says it's proper for him to put his hands over his heart. Now, the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, writes that the proper way to do it is put the right hand over the left. Of course, we always put the right, which symbolizes rahamim, over the left hand, which symbolizes deen. And the thumbs, he says, you should tuck in. Meaning, of the right thumb, you should place in the left hand, underneath, covered. And the left thumb, you should cover into the right hand. In order that one should not pray with his thumbs exposed, he's twiddling his thumbs. The thumb should be inside, so the locked position, and pray in such a way. Again, it's only talking where he does not have the sidur. If he's holding a sidur and is in, obviously, one is permissible to pray with the sidur.